AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Wall Street responded with big early gains. Oil prices have plunged below $90 a barrel after the announcement of a ceasefire with Iran. The AP's Sagar Magani reports there is much that is still unclear.
The U.S. and its allies have agreed to stop attacks for 2 weeks.
And that is the basis of this fragile truce that we have.
But even as Vice President Vance was talking in Hungary, attacks continued. And even before that, much of the agreement was unclear, with both sides presenting starkly different visions, from the Strait of Hormuz to Iran's missile and nuclear programs. Some points are simply non-starters at the Pentagon.
We'll be hanging around. We're not going anywhere.
Defense Chief Pete Hegseth says the military will be watching in the background.
We're going to make sure Iran complies with this ceasefire and then ultimately comes to the table and makes a deal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Tehran.
Izzat
Papar says based on the 10 conditions set by Iran, which form the foundation of this agreement, I believe we are entering this stage with a sense of victory and success. However, this depends on the United States, which has repeatedly broken its promises and acted in bad faith during the negotiations, and on the Zionist regime, Israel, which has a consistent record of failing to honor agreements. Meantime, in Lebanon, Israeli strikes hit central Beirut without warning, causing panic after the announcement of a ceasefire in the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Israel says the ceasefire does not apply to its fight with the Iran-backed Hezbollah. Long Island architect Rex Huraman is expected to plead guilty in the Gilgo Beach serial killings. He's accused of killing 7 women, many of them sex workers. A guilty plea would put Huraman in prison for the rest of his life. This is AP News. 9 people are in custody in Turkey after this weekend's attack outside the Israeli consulate.
Turkey's Anadolu news agency says security forces have detained the 9 in operations in Istanbul as well as in the provinces of Konya and Kocaeli. They were being questioned along with the 2 injured assailants, the agency reports, without providing further details. Israel has withdrawn its diplomats from Turkey over security concerns and deteriorating relations with Ankara shortly after the start of the war in Gaza, and officials say the consulate was closed at the time of the attack. Interior Minister Mustafa Siftsi said one of the assailants had links to a group that he said exploits religion, without naming the organization. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A fire broke out at the Rio de Janeiro's Olympic Park Velodrome. Authorities say it's under control and largely confined to the venue's fabric roof. No injuries were reported in Rio. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.